On Crave, A Man Called Otto, my relationship to Tom Hanks's work has always been intensely complicated. When Hanks is at his best, there's not another performer in the world I could imagine wanting to invest 2 hours in. But when he makes a bad film, it's resoundingly terrible. I am really, really excited to report that A Man Called Otto is the actor's best performance since his turn as Fred Rogers 4 years ago. This film is sweet, funny and heartwarming. Director Mark Forster, a proven Helmer known for The Kite Runner, Finding Neverland, and Monsters Ball, creates a film that truly wouldn't have worked without the well-executed, melancholy tightrope he toes. It follows a grumpy, old man who loses the will to live following the death of his wife. But he sees his purpose change when a young family moves in nearby. A remake of the Swedish film, A Man Called Ove, it never quite reaches the heights of the original, but does affectionately emulate the best characteristics of it. Hanks is the absolute anchor here, and it's his raw performance that brings this all together. On Netflix, A Man Apart, this is, far and away, the best performance Vin Diesel has turned out, and no one seems to have seen this one. It has all the ingredient to be your standard revenge film, but the Fast and Furious star elevates everything. He stars as an undercover DEA agent who sets out to take out a drug lord named Diablo after his wife is murdered. Director F. Gary Gray is known for incredible films Straight Outta Compton, Law-Abiding Citizen, Set It Off and more. He brings a signature grit and style to this one. Diesel is great here, and it co-stars Lorenz Tate, Emilio Rivera, and its villain is played by the wonderful Timothy Oliphant. It's a difficult watch and it's certainly darker than most Diesel fare, but it's one I think is highly underrated. On Apple Plus, still, a Michael J. Fox movie. I don't think there are many celebrities more likable and cherished than Michael J. Fox. Once one of the biggest stars on Earth, Fox was the face of the 80s with hits like Teen Wolf and Back to the Future, and he had series Spin City in the 90s. But Fox would find himself facing the battle of his life when he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. This documentary discusses his personal and professional accomplishments, and the way he works through adversity. J. Fox is a pleasure to watch, and his storytelling ability, quick wit and endless charm are unmatched. He's truly one of my favorite personalities. This is an insightful look at his life that's both tender and raw, while constantly keeping an eye to honesty. I was really touched, and I think you will be too. On Paramount Plus, Devotion. In the midst of domestic abuse allegations that can sink A-lister Jonathan Majors' career, it was a melancholy feeling to watch Devotion and realize how damn good an actor he is. From the Marvel Universe to Creed 3, Majors has been an absolute on-screen force since he came out of the gate with his first starring role in 2019's The Last Black Man in San Francisco. In Devotion, he plays U.S. Navy fighter pilot Jesse Brown, and navigates his personal and professional struggles in the service during the Korean War. Based on a true story, it's a film chock-full of incredible performances and beautiful sequences. Majors is joined by Glenn Powell, Christina Jackson, The Newsroom's Thomas Sadowski, Joe Jonas, and more. But it's Majors who takes the lead here and impresses the audience. Heartfelt, funny and thrilling, this story of race, war and our own individual struggles is one I never expected to be captivating. On Amazon Prime Video, Jury Duty. I was a huge fan of intricate prank shows as a kid. From Punk'd to the Jamie Kennedy Experiment, I loved seeing how real people react to absolutely ludicrous situations. Jury Duty, the funniest Amazon Prime Video show to date, meshes workplace comedy with reality TV, to uproarious results. When unassuming everyman Ronald heads into jury selection, he becomes wrapped up in a trial that gets more insane by the moment. But what Ronald doesn't know is everyone, the defendant, the prosecutor, the judge, the bailiff, and his fellow jurors, are plants. They're all hired actors, and cameras chronicle Ronald's reactions to the increasingly alarm situations he sees. The only real star to speak of here is James Marsden, and the hairspray actor plays a self-absorbed, egotistical version of himself. The entire cast is so hilarious, and Ronald's energy and attitude really add to the proceedings. It's an over-the-top, hilarious endeavor that you simply have to witness. About the author, Jordan Parker is a freelance journalist and runs entertainment firm Parker PR. A huge lover and supporter of the local art scene, he's an avid filmgoer and lover of all genres. A 2S LGBTQIA+ professional, He also works doing events and fundraising for the AIDS Coalition of Nova Scotia, and has a passion for giving a platform to queer events and artists. His writing often skews toward local businesses, productions, events, and covering arts and entertainment. He's also an avid sports fan and spends every May getting let down by the Maple Leafs in the first round of the playoffs. Jordan believes in an open-door policy, and welcomes story pitches and questions from readers. Email jordanparker339@gmail.com